This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amy Scott had a story yesterday about the economics of the testing regime in the modern American education system. Today, we've got an interview about the British company that has an outsized influence in that industry. The British publishing giant Pearson produces textbooks and standardized tests, students' data systems, does online classes, and a whole lot more. It's got the profits to match, as you might imagine. Stephanie Simon has a long investigative piece about Pearson in Politico today. Stephanie, good to have you with us.
Oh, great to be here, Kai. Thank you.
Pearson, a British company, starts as a construction firm 150-something years ago and now is maybe the biggest player in American education.
Right. It's a pretty remarkable story. It started, as you said, as a small family construction firm, grew to all different kinds of industries over the years, and now it calls itself the world's leading learning company, and it absolutely has a dominant presence in the U.S.
Give me a sense then. Give me a good example, and there are many in this piece that you wrote of that demonstrates its size and its scope and its influence.
So Pearson, because they control the tests and they develop the exams for so many different states, those tests have increasingly high stakes attached to them for students, for teachers, for schools. Scores on the test can help determine whether a kid moves on to the next grade, whether he earns a high school diploma. They sell evaluation software to help decide whether teachers are measuring up. And then if they're not measuring up, they sell them professional development courses online. So once you have that testing market in place, so many other businesses flow from that one perch.
And you point out examples in Huntsville, Alabama, with the K-12 school system there, the University of Florida in higher education. They don't leave many stones unturned, it seems.
Exactly. And what the story was also trying to trace was that so many of these contracts that Pearson lands are no-bid contracts, where school districts and higher education institutions contract with Pearson for a whole lot of money in many cases, and very long-term contracts in some cases, without seeking competitive bids and without looking at the many other vendors who provide those services. And to a harried public official, it sometimes seems like the easiest and most convenient way to go is just work with a company that you know, that you've heard of, and not bother to go through the competitive bid process.
One of the many amazing things in this piece was the quote from a guy at Pearson, a person, I don't know if it was a guy, who said, yeah, we are the biggest purveyor, owner of student data out there. And as we know now in this economy, data is everything.
Right. And so through its K-12 market, Pearson says that that data all belongs to the schools and it doesn't use those for commercial purposes or data mining or any of that. But what I found that was even more interesting to me was that in its work with colleges and universities, Pearson is in a position to gather huge amounts of information about these college students. And the huge bulk of that information is not protected by federal privacy law, and there's absolutely nothing in the contracts with the institutions that I looked at that requires Pearson to safeguard that information in any way.
I wonder how much of Pearson's success is, in a way, our own fault, right? This obsession we have over education and metrics and all that stuff in this country.
Right. And that's another point that the story makes is that, you know, we've just been on a constant cycle where policymakers and superintendents and principals and college professors and administrators are all looking for the next solution, the magic bullet to try to make everything better and magically lift our achievement rates. And so we've gone through a whole bunch of things, online education, the Common Core. And at every step of the way, big companies like Pearson have been there and been able to create products and services that address those needs and sell them very effectively.
Stephanie Simon, she writes on education for Politico. Stephanie, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.